that song can mean one thing. Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, is here with us to give us a recap of that game against the San Francisco 49ers. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
And it is a good morning, although it almost wasn't a good morning. The Redskins blew a 17-point lead. What happened?
Well, what happened was the 49ers made a switch at quarterback, and then the Redskins made a couple of key mistakes, and that gave the 49ers life. The 49ers were winless coming into this game, but they played all their games close. I mean, they had lost four games within 3 points. And so they weren't a team that was not competitive. They just couldn't push it over the top. And the Redskins basically took their foot off the gas and let them back in. Mm-hmm. The quarterback change was C.J. Beathard, the rookie backup quarterback, who's the grandson of Washington Redskins former general manager Bobby Beathard, who won all those Super Bowls. And then he came in off the bench and provided a spark. And then the Redskins' D.J. Swearinger, the safety, committed a personal foul, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, after a play had ended, which extended the drive that gave them their first touchdown. And that was the beginning of a run that tied the game by the 49ers.
Yeah, the 49ers setting some bad records. I think that were they leading the league in penalties, right? And then I think they are. And then the other record they have now, thanks to the Redskins defeating them yesterday 26-24, is that they're now the first team in NFL history to lose five games in a row by less than 3 points.
Right, and so that's why people thought, hey, well, gee, they're 0-4 coming into this game. They're no good. That's not true. And the Redskins, to their credit, treated them like a credible opponent to start with. That's why they jumped out to a 17-0 lead before the wheels came off.
Let's talk about the quarterback play on the other side. ESPN saying Kirk Cousins was not spectacular yesterday. Where was he deficient?
Well, he disappeared in the third quarter. Other than that, I thought he was pretty good. As a matter of fact, I disagree with people saying that he was deficient. I thought he made key plays when he had to, except for the third quarter. And the biggest thing to me that Kirk Cousins did was when the 49ers scored 17 unanswered points to tie the game. Clearly, they were a team with the momentum, and the Redskins were reeling. There was a key play where Kirk Cousins scrambled out of the pocket, ran for 18 yards up the middle, and then instead of sliding at the end of an 18-yard run for a first down, he put his shoulder down and drove into the safety that tackled him. That was a play that ignited the Redskins' offense because they saw Cousins out there risking his body and making a play that they needed to have in order to extend a drive. And I think that's when the offense kind of reawoke. And Cousins, I think, with his leadership on that one play,
yes,
restarted things.
All right, Trevor.
He actually had a good game.
Trevor Maddich, thank you as always for your analysis. Good to see another victory there. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday after the Redskins take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. Talk to you then.
Okay.